This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The government has decided to increase the excise duty on petrol and diesel by 2 rupees per litre. However, oil marketing companies have clarified that there will be no hike in retail prices of the two petroleum products. Briefing media in New Delhi, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that the hike in excise duty will not be passed on to the consumers.
Let me clarify up front, this will not be passed on to the consumer. International price of petrol came down to around $60 of crude per barrel in the last day or so. But our oil marketing companies, they carry inventories over a 45-day period. So the crude inventory that they're carrying is at $75 on an average per barrel. Then can you legitimately expect prices of petrol and diesel to be moderated by the oil marketing companies? In keeping with the global price, yes, in a deregulated sector, you can expect them to accordingly adjust the market retail price.
According to the notification issued by the Finance Ministry, the raise in excise duty will be effective from tomorrow. The minister also said that prices of LPG cylinder has been increased by 50 rupees. Mr. Puri said that the price of LPG for Ujjwala beneficiary will now be 550 rupees and for others it will be 853 rupees from tomorrow. Global markets plunged today, deepening a global stocks rout triggered by US President Donald Trump's trade war and China's forceful response to unexpectedly high tariffs. Germany's DAX opened lower at 9%, while London's FTSE was down about 5%. Asian markets in early trade, Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 index closed 7.9% lower. Meanwhile, the benchmark domestic equity indices plunged around 3% today. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, tumbled 2,227 points to close at 73,138. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, plummeted 743 points to settle at 22,162. President Drobdi Murmu is holding delegation-level talks with her Portugal counterpart, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, in Lisbon. President Murmu reached Lisbon this morning on the first leg of her state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. Now we go over live to our correspondent, Pooja Vardhan, who is covering the president's visit. Pooja, what will be the highlights of President Drobdi Murmu's Portugal visit and what impact is it likely to have on the future of bilateral relations?
Thank you, Anuja. President Draupadi Murmu today received Guard of Honor at Zeronimus Monastery in Lisbon. She was welcomed by the President of the Portugal, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. President Murmu also paid respects to Portugal's greatest poet, Luís Vaz de Camões, by laying a wreath at his tomb. President is also participating in ceremony for launching of the commemorative stamp to mark 50 years of diplomatic relations. A delegation-level talks are also being held between President of India and Portugal. Anuja.
Thank you, Pooja, for that update. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the government is implementing electronic surveillance system to further strengthen border security. The minister was addressing BSF soldiers at Kathua in Jammu and Kashmir. He said technology will be used to detect underground cross-border tunnels. Home Minister also visited Forward Post in Kathua. He lauded BSF troops for safeguarding country's borders in challenging circumstances. World Health Day is being celebrated across the globe today to raise awareness about health and good health practices. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed his commitment to building a healthier world. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, highlighted the nation's commendable achievements in the health sector. The interview will be broadcast tonight at 8 p.m. onwards on 100.1 Akashvani, Gold Channel and other frequencies. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.